Hey, everybody, Matt, Jess and Dave here.
Sorry, Jess, just butting in quickly to let the listeners know that I'm going to be in Sydney this week, coming up the 8th to the 12th of May, and you can get tickets now via mattshieldcomedy.com, then going straight to Brisbane on the 16th to the 19th. So tickets for my show Dryer Dryer in Sydney and Melbourne.
Sorry, Matt, I'll just cut you off there. I just need to tell everyone that our quiz show, our web series, is out right now. Do go on the quiz show. You can see it on Stupid Old Channel for free on YouTube. Type in "Do Go On The Quiz Show" and you can see three episodes right now covering topics like Google, Queen Victoria, the Olympics, and we got five more episodes coming up. So like and subscribe, whatever that means.
They are big topics too. And I said Sydney and Melbourne. I meant Sydney and Brisbane. Anyway, let's get on with the show.
I'm still here too.
Oh, hey, Jess.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Do Go On. You are listening to my voice. I am Dave Warnocky and I'm here with Jess Perkins. Hello, Jess.
Hello, Dave. How are you?
I am well. I'm hoping you are well, and I'm also hoping that someone as well is you across the road. I was going to say across the road from me. That's how long the microphone leads are these days. It's Matt Stewart, everyone.
Hey, Dave. It's it's good to be out at this outside broadcast across the road at the meatpacking plant.
You are on location at the meatpacking plant. What can
is
you
it
see?
Across the road from you?
A lot of
pigs.
A lot of pigs.
We actually don't get along very well here at Do Go On. So now that we've got the budget for it, we actually record this from three separate locations.
That's right. I'm interstate, in the United States. I'm in Utah. Oh, I just kicked Matt underneath the table.
I didn't mind it, just to
prove that you were still there.
And kind of ruining your whole across the road interstate in the States thing.
Oh, I've ruined everything, but
Should we start again?
No, I think it's totally cool.
All right.
You only live once. I mean, we were also recording onto old school tape, so there's only a certain amount of...
When you
introduced Jess first, which is fine. I mean, quite a few episodes in, and that's the first time we've done it, which seems a bit weird, but that's okay. I'm fine with that you normally go to me first. But
well, I just want to say the next 100 episodes, I'll have Jess on just to really get the average up for you.
But Jess knows, because that's just clockwise. You've done it clockwise.
Yeah, but we're sitting in a different order today.
Yeah, that's honestly why.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But he said to you, "Hope you're well," and just kept moving on. He didn't want to hear it if you had any issues.
Oh, I noticed that, yeah. And thank you for also picking up on that, Matt. That's very kind of you.
You know what I'm going to say here, Matt? If I had paused to ask how Jess was, you would have chimed in and said, "How about me, guys?"
No. Yeah, you totally would have.
Because I know you very well now.
Not true. Way off the mark.
Well, Matt, I'm
a little bit offended.
Just going to stop you there and ask how you are, Jess.
I'm really well, yes.
Hey, what about... Is that what you thought I was going to... As if I would have done that. I'm very curious to find out if Jess is all right. She doesn't talk to me anymore.
Ever since you moved across the road.
This is the only time I ever hear from her.
Interrupting me.
Jess, I'm going to hold you up right there. Anyway, Dave, what I was saying was...
Please, do go on.
Yeah, Jess does... She doesn't... You know, she used to really open up and tell me about, you know, Jess. She doesn't do that anymore. She doesn't... I don't know, like...
It's all persona now.
Yeah, it is. It's like she's become a caricature of herself. And I just want to...
You're shouting her many catchphrases such as...
Whoa!
Oh, that cracked.
That peach.
There was some crack on top there.
I'm sorry.
That's one of your catchphrases, isn't it?
I panicked.
What a, you know, if you panic, what a funny way to panic.
Dave keeps having to adjust his headphones because like, I'm laughing to the
like, side. Jess is in a really critical situation. she's like, quick, Jess, I need you to hand me that blood. I need that blood
to save Matt's life.
She just throws it against a brick wall and it splatters. Oh, panic.
Quick, Jess, stop the car. It's on fire.
Drives it off a cliff. What a weird panic. How does it go again? Because if you do a catchphrase, you need to be able to repeat it. It's one of the key.
Yeah, that's part of how it becomes a catchphrase. Yeah. Not just a phrase, but a catch. That's one of the catches of the phrase.
You know how people have said, like, Jess's laugh is nice to listen to because it makes you laugh. That was just obnoxious.
Yeah, those are 3 minutes of laughter.
Sorry.
That was worse than a 2.5-minute episode.
Okay, I'm alright. I'm composed.
We've got enough, man.
Yeah, I know, man. I am burning all the big guns.
Who are you taking down there? Ashton Kutcher?
Cop that,
or
Ashton.
Charlie Sheen.
Oh, I'll take them both at once.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd take down Charlie Sheen. Ashton Kutcher, he's alright.
Alright.
He's alright. Punked wasn't great, but he's made some other solid choices.
Dude, Where's My Car?
Great film.
I haven't seen it, but I assume it's good. What else has he done? The Steve Jobs biopic.
One of the Steve Jobs
Was
that one just called Jobs?
Or Steve?
No, there's one that's coming out. It's called Steve Jobs.
Just a
Are there three or two?
I don't know.
Anyway.
The other one's Michael Fassbender.
What else has Ashton done?
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
And the other one, I believe, is just called Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs.
A Life, and it's just like a documentary with Steve Jobs as Steve Jobs.
Yes. Oh. I've heard that one's really good.
Oh, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah,
is that
what were we talking about?
Well,
oh, okay, so we normally start with a question.
So, well, I'll just say, Matt, it's your turn to do a report on a topic. We start with a question, please.
Yeah, and like I said last week, I put all the listener suggestions into a hat.
That's right, and we've still had more come on in, so if you would like to suggest future episodes, please do get in touch. But Matt...
Dave read out some fresh ones just before we started recording. They're good. Can't wait to put them in the hat.
But this is the first one that you... This is going to be the first one from the hat.
From the hat, yeah. So you never know what you're going to get out of the hat. I mean, you do because you've put them in the hat for like.
You know what your options are.
Yeah, you know.
It's never going to be a total surprise, is it?
But it's not like these ones aren't. It's been different from the other ones I've chosen because I've looked at a topic, thought it was a good idea, looked into it, and been like, I don't know if I can get enough out of this.
Oh, so
this
you had one, to go to the hat several times.
No, I went to the hat just the once.
Oh.
But you know, maybe I would. You know, it's just an interesting thing. It's out of your hands. It's in the hat's hands.
The hands of the
hat. Hands of the hat. All right, anyway. So the question, what does Dave have a biggish one of? I've got a very small one, and Jess doesn't have it all.
Whoa, is what I say to that. I have a biggish one.
You've got a biggish one. I've got a smallish one, and Jess doesn't have one at all. I don't think. I've never seen.
Wow. Did you realize how open this question is?
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, he's aware.
Because the way you're playing it is very under the table. Like, what do you mean you could take this that way? Whoa.
Oh, hang on. What do you mean? What way?
Penis.
Oh, hang on. Yeah, it's about penises.
Oh, hooray. This is like a riddle, and I'm not good at riddles.
It's not a riddle. It's very...
No, so it feels like a riddle.
It's not penis.
No, it's not penis.
As if you did the report on a
penis. History of penises.
Well, you know, our listeners may have suggested
exactly,
that.
Exactly. The hat chose penises. So
I really hope we get a tweet suggesting penises now.
We will now.
Hashtag hot for tot, hashtag
penis.
Penis suggestion. No, that's way less catchy. You know how to make it a hashtag catchy, Jess.
Hashtag... Keen for Peen.
Keen for Peen.
Oh, real good. Real good.
Jeez, that was good.
You're such, you're the hashtag gal.
Oh, man, that was really good.
Hashtag gal.
It's not Peen.
Hashtag gal.
Wow.
Wow, it's really filling up. There's not much left for the actual messages. Yeah, now there's three hashtags in there.
So it
genuinely is, I've got a big one, you have a small one. Is it face? No, Jess has a face.
maybe yours isn't that big.
Jess has a face.
Maybe yours isn't as big as... I mean, it's all relative. I think you've probably got a mid-sized one.
Which one of us is going to be most offended by the answer here?
No one will be offended.
Okay. Oh, really?
Not,
okay,
not offensive.
Oh.
This is
Come
hard.
On, Jess, I've had a guess and I fucked it. You have a go and fuck it so I don't look
at you. I mean... It's possible that I don't realize Jess has one.
Now I'm so confused.
Birthmark, belly button.
So it's close to a birthmark, but you've kind of put it on yourself.
Tattoos.
Yes.
Oh, tattoos. Oh,
is that right? Do you have?
I don't have one. No.
And we can see Dave dangling out his sleeve.
So I've got I've got the one. It's on my left bicep. Do you want to explain, Matt? Do you want to explain to the listeners why we're laughing at that?
Yeah, I guess so.
Before the show started, what did you tell us?
Well, doing this report, I wrote, one of the last lines I wrote was about people having tattoos on their biceps. And I spelt it with a T, biceps. And the little squiggly red line came up underneath. I'm like, well, there's an error here.
Come on. My computer's crashing here.
I don't think it's on me. What's the deal? So I Googled. I'm like, do Americans spell bicep differently? But apparently, yeah, bicep is there's no T in bicep.
No, there isn't.
And it's also a silent T as well. I don't think you pronounce it either.
It's just bicep.
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 Sounds so wrong.
No, it doesn't.
Quite a few years I've been talking the English language.
Quite a few.
So
30 plus.
That is a little embarrassing.
Well, it is a bit embarrassing. I would argue, back to your tattoos, I would argue that yours is bigger than Dave's.
Oh, so I'll just explain mine. So on my left arm, I have...
Oh, his is more complete.
Mine's okay, sure.
Oh, finished.
On my bicep, I have a complete... it's a zebra, but instead of stripes, it has a keyboard in the middle, and his name is George. And he's got a very cute little face.
I've never asked you about it. Is that self-designed?
No, it is not a self-designed. It's actually some artwork from the band The Postal Service.
Oh.
The Postal Service?
I know them.
Face.
That's the guy from...
Yeah, Ben Gibbard, the singer from Death Cab for Cuties.
Death Cab for Cuties.
Oh, he's a bit cute.
And
I was looking into them fairly recently. They've got one album.
Yes, called Give Up.
And a big song was called From Great Heights or something like
Such
that.
Such Great Heights Such is great that. Heights. And they use that. They must have made good money because it's in a lot of commercials, that jingle.
And there's a lot of covers of it as well.
So I've got, but it's slightly different. I sort of adjusted but that's where I got the idea to have a keyboard on a zebra. And it made me laugh. And 7 years later, I got it just after I turned 18. It still makes me laugh.
You
I got
made him laugh.
I got tattooed by it's a keyboard zebra. It's hilarious. It got tattooed by a very hairy, like, biker-looking dude.
Great.
And then I don't know when you get a tattoo, if you go through this, they have to shave the skin, even though I don't seem to have much hair there. And as he was shaving it, I said, I've never been shaved by a man before.
What a weird thing to say.
I was nervous making conversation.
18. It was already funny.
He was very weirded out by that statement.
Oh, right.
And he was like, oh. And I'm like, oh, I've never been shaved by a woman either.
Yeah, I've never been shaved by a person before. Or I've never had my bicep shaved before.
And he would have corrected me with the King's English. How about you, Matt? Your tattoo?
Mine's quite probably, I reckon, around 10 years old I started it. And it's basically some flames on my leg. But and it's led to so many funny interactions with people in the summertime.
I bet.
Watch out, mate. Legs on fire.
Oh, very good.
Wow.
That happens a lot. But anyway, it's... I was asking for that, really.
Yeah, but why did you get in? What was the motivation behind it?
Just to be a fucking big dog on campus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Nailed it.
No, I hardly remember. Apparently, there's quite a reasonable percentage of people have tattoo regret. I have no regret. I mean, it's not.
Happy to be that guy on the beach that people tell he's on fire all the time. Happy for that.
Yeah, it doesn't really. I mean, it's very rare that I'm wearing shorts anyway. But it's yeah, I.
But is that the reason you don't wear shorts so people don't say, mate, your leg's on fire?
It's not something I really think about all that much, Dave. And now that I am, you're sort of opening up an old wound.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Which is what a tattoo is. It is. It's an open wound when it gets done. Do you know that? You
would. No, please tell us all about tattoos.
I wonder though if because I'm planning on getting one. So this is exciting because this is like. This episode will be pre-Jess having a tattoo, and then there will be a point in time when all three of us have a tattoo. So that's exciting. But I wonder if this will deter me.
I'm going to get mine removed just to mess with that.
Fair.
No, still, and I still only claim half a tattoo because it is incomplete. Sure. I once got a bonus for work when I used to work in a sales job selling air conditioning. And I made a target, and my boss said, oh, what do you want for a bonus? I'm like, be great to finish this fucking tattoo. So he gave me some money, cash money to finish it, and that just got spent on groceries or something.
Something fun.
Yeah. Oh, do you still a couple of bags of oats, some milk.
Ooh.
But did you have to come to work the next week and then be like, nah, didn't finish it?
Yeah, I guess so. But I mean, I was wearing pants.
He'd never know.
He would never know.
I suppose he would
take that shit to my grave.
But are you still wanting to get it finished?
Luckily, he doesn't listen to this. Yeah, I am planning on getting it finished. And I talk about it all the time. I actually was booked in about 6 months ago, so I had to cancel.
So what is the finished design?
It's going to just more color and some more. So like there's an outline that hasn't been filled in. One layer of flame. This is so tedious. No, it's... I mean, for me... Answering your questions. No, I mean, I'm thinking for the listeners.
Can I just ask you a question? Mate, did you know your leg's on fire?
Yes!
No, that is not on.
It's not on. But that please tell us about tattoos. I'm very interested to hear.
We'll see by the end if I actually will get it done.
Jess might be put off.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because I'd never really thought about... Because I'm aware that, you know, skin's always breaking down. You're losing layers of skin all the time and it's always regrowing. So I never really thought about why do tattoos remain if your skin is always... Why doesn't the colour leave? And that's because what a tattoo is you're sort of puncturing through the epidermis, the outer layer of skin, and pushing the colour into the dermis, which is the middle layer, the deeper layer. And that's like a much more stable... the cells in the dermis are way more stable, so that if you've injected colour into that, it's going to remain there pretty much forever.
Does that put you off?
That's what it is. It's funny because it doesn't. You don't need to know that. I didn't know that when I was getting done. It just feels like.
I think the kind less of felt you know, like the better, a probably.
Yeah, I reckon that with most medical things.
Yeah, big time.
Any sort of operations and stuff, I'm always like, don't need to know. As long as you know what you're doing, I don't give a fuck if I know what I'm doing or not.
I'd like to know. I'd like to know.
There are a lot of people who do need to know as
but
well.
But having said that,
you'd research and stuff. Like that whole episode about death, I didn't need to know what...
You didn't need to know about...
Happened to my ass after I died.
But I didn't know about the dermis factor that you just brought up. I actually don't really know how it works.
Yeah,
well, that's basically, that's what it is. It's cutting through the skin. And these days, it's with it's always been some sort of a needle, but now it's with a little machine or a tattoo gun. And it's just going, like, it can be thousands a minute. Every time I said duh, that's like the needle going in the skin. And then there's a tube sort of just pushing ink into there as well.
Wow.
Into the wound. And then, obviously, you want it to heal over. During the healing process, there's things can go wrong. It can get blurry and stuff if you let it. You don't want to go into a bath, apparently, or a hot spa, or swimming, till it's healed over. You don't want it to get direct sunlight.
Yeah, they tell you to stay out of the sun, don't they? Yeah.
So, sometimes you see people with blurry tattoos. That can happen, apparently, from letting the water soak in it and stuff, because it's still affecting... Like, if the wound's still open, then that ink can still be messed with. Apparently, I haven't looked into all that stuff too much.
Mainly for your own sanity.
Yeah. The tattoo machine was invented by an American guy called Samuel O'Reilly in the late 1800s. He'd modified an invention by Thomas Edison, who had invented an electric pen, and he modified that to make the tattoo machine.
So he just made it more stabby.
Yeah. Rather than manually. So it used to be, and in a lot of cultures, they still do it manually where you'll be, you know, puncturing the skin and adding the color, then puncturing the skin, like a much slower. And they like tapping things instead of just, yeah, that way more hardcore. Because I was interested to find out that tattooing has such a long history, and also it's super widespread. It's quite a
tribal thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, culturally, it'd be really interesting.
Yeah, I'm imagining that back ancient Maori culture, they're not getting like a Chinese phrase tattooed along their bicep.
They're definitely not getting a keyboard.
Western culture is the one that sort of bastardizes the traditional tattoos a bit. It doesn't seem to be that as common in the... Yeah, and it would have been funny to see, like, find a mummified Egyptian with some sort of a misquoted...
No regrets and misspelt barbed wire underneath.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Pamela Anderson style. That was huge for a little while in the 90s, barbed wire around the bicep.
Oh, wow, the T.
I don't know how you heard a T all these years.
Yeah, it does feel silly now. the tattoo machine that was invented... It's made it so much easier. So it's handheld. It's just uses a tube and needle, and it's just bang, bang, bang. And they use a foot switch like a sewing machine. So when you're pushing down, jabbing.
Is that how it still works?
Yeah,
I didn't remember notice. So they're using the foot to control.
No.
Oh, maybe it isn't. I reckon when I got it done, they had a foot pedal.
Well, they probably had to wind it up for you, Grandpa.
Yeah, come on, Matt.
Probably
it's been
connected
so
to the generator.
Yeah, what? How? Otherwise, I guess, on the gun it would have a button.
It's got it.
Is that what you're thinking?
I'm sure
it's
it
just
does.
A button.
Yeah. I think they're controlling it with their hand, right?
That makes much more sense than your foot.
But at the same time, possibly.
Look, that's interesting. I'm sure... what was the tweet? #KeenForPain.
Keen for pain.
Let us know.
We'll look it up.
If you're a tattoo artiste. The needle drive, it depends, and it's got a little bit to do with the tattoo artists themselves, how far in the needle goes, but it should be something like 1/16 of an inch into your skin. If you go too shallow, it'll end up like a weird blurry thing because it's not deep enough. And if you go too deep, it can really fucking hurt.
So
1/16 of an inch.
Yeah, so an inch is what, like 2.5 centimeters.
So what's 1/16 of that,
Dave?
Oh,
luckily we got the math, man.
0.15 centimeters.
0.15.
0.15.
Wait.
What?
0.15. Okay, so that's like... Was that 1.5 millimeters?
Yes.
That's not that
deep. Yeah, I was thinking it'd be... But I guess it can't be that much deeper. Skin...
Yeah, true.
Yeah, right. That's interesting.
Wow.
I'm really dumb. You know, that's what I find out on this podcast. And it's nice to be finding that out as everyone else is.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't sound that much, but I mean, if someone came up and said, hey, I want to stab you with this needle, don't worry, it's only 1.5 millimeters. You'd still be like, nah.
Yeah.
No,
I guess if it
goes...
Yeah,
but like, I'm perfectly happy giving blood, though, and that goes in a lot further.
Yeah, that's going into a vein or something.
Yeah, but that's not stabbing just the skin.
True. Yeah, it's going. It's and taking
thousands
my
of
blood.
Times.
Okay. Well, point.
I remember because mine's on my ankle, so around some of it was right onto bone,
that
my shin bone.
Killed, right?
The bone bit felt. I've heard some people saying it hurts more, and some people say it hurts less. For me, it felt like a weird massage or something.
Like good hurt?
Yeah, like it was just like vibrating. You could feel the vibrating on the bone. But through some of the other parts, it felt like a scalpel was being slicing through my skin because it was in line, like the flames in lines, the outlines. Felt like it was just a scalpel.
Yeah.
Is this possibly the reason you haven't been back in 10 years?
No, and you hear about this a lot that it's addictive, getting tattoos. And I was worried about that at the time. I'm like, oh man.
What if I love this?
I kind of... Ended up the more like at first I was like, ow, this hurts. Why am I doing this? And then by the end I was quite enjoying it somehow.
Did you find it painful? Feel on the bicep?
On the bicep on my arm, I got it all done in one session, which I'm happy about because I wouldn't wanted to have gone back because it did hurt quite a lot. I'm not very good with pain, but painful for me. It's a zebra sword. Obviously has hooves. And the bottom. That's where thick. It really hurt down the bottom of my bicep.
Oh, that's funny.
Bicep. Yeah, but I didn't. I don't know why, but that really, really hurt.
Because you hear of all sorts of places, like ribs are apparently very painful. One of my friends got a tattoo on her ribs and was like, have you started yet? And he thought she was a freak because of pain threshold. I want to get one on my wrist, and I've heard that can really hurt as well.
Yeah, right, because it's quite a skinny part of you. The
thank
bones
you.
And
yeah, thank you.
Of you, yes. Yeah. I have you. You've got very slim wrists.
Such dainty, dainty wrists.
She'll be remembered for her loud laugh and dainty wrists.
Theory that the further away from your head, the less it hurts. Because your brain, I reckon the brain is where you know what's going on in your brain. The closer to your head,
okay,
the more full on it is. So I had it on my lower leg. So I was just like, so far away. It's like, hey, you know, this is...
Okay.
But I reckon Dave's is up, getting pretty close. You can't just pretend that's not happening.
Mm.
What about your feet? That would really hurt, I reckon. Hurt.
Bottom of the foot, apparently a lot of tattoo artists will do that for free if you can deal with it. Apparently it kills.
I got a mate who was bored at uni one day, so he went to the tattoo shop and he googled what the fastest fading areas of your body for tattoos were, and the soles of your feet was one. So he went in and got left and right tattooed on the soles of his feet just for something to do.
What, did it last or did it actually...
It's still there, still there.
I think that's so funny.
Yeah, what a weird thing. It fades fast. To kill time. I would have got a massage or...
Studied.
Or got gone some for a
lunch.
Walk
I would have got food. Improved, how I kill time.
Improved your life in some way.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, I mean, it gave me a story. Improved my life.
Gave us all a story.
But I like to think that it's like, yeah, that... that would fade faster than others, but it still will take 200 years or three times the average lifetime to break down, if your arm will take 5 average lifetimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're still stuck with it for life.
Forever, mate.
What about like when people get tattoos inside their...
Inside the lip? What do you feel about that?
Ugh.
It's a funny spot to get something done as well. It's like, check this. You have to...
Because you'd really... never see that. You have to very deliberately show somebody that.
What are you up to?
Yeah.
I'm just casually hanging out here. No big deal. But, I mean, that's assuming that you get a tattoo for other people to see.
True.
I mean, why do you get anything? Sometimes it's just something for you to see in the mirror. Tattoo removal. This is something, Jess, you might be curious about it before you get one, knowing that there is an out. It's not 100% kind of thing. It depends on a lot of factors, like the colours that are used and the types of inks.
Okay. Do you have the colours there that are easier to remove?
I think black is easier.
Oh, because mine is all black because I've got very pale skin. So the white part of the zebra is my normal skin colour. So you're telling me that if I want to get rid of this, it's not as hard as if I...
Yeah, yours will be a better chance.
Oh, thank God.
Harder colours are colours like yellows.
But they're like big, bold lines too. I reckon that would be hard. You'd have to go...
Oh, come on, Jess. I just felt good about myself.
Nah, I got to bring you down. I reckon that'd take several very painful sessions. Upwards of 10 painful sessions, I reckon.
I'm more into the idea of covering them up anyway. You could turn that into anything. Imagine
just
the possibilities.
A black rectangle.
a big black rectangle or a black... a big oval.
Yeah.
In black.
Symbolizing my love of the favorite shape of mine, which is ovals.
Right, you could also just like do your entire bicep black.
Yep. That is a good
just
option.
Like footballers may wear like a black armband. You could just do... the whole bicep black. Hmm. And I reckon extend it down to elbow joint too. And just right
really
up to shoulder, black.
To throw people off the scent that I ever had a zebra there.
Yeah.
You don't want them to know.
You just get one black arm. Oh.
Old black arm Warnicky.
Hey, Dave's arm has gone bad.
Yeah, well, it would look like... I feel like if it was all black, it would look like that I'd lost blood flow and that I was going to have it removed any day now.
Yeah.
Have you seen the bass player from Rage Against the Machine?
He's got
some full-on solid black tats.
So his tattoo, the pattern is made by the part that isn't tattooed. So his shoulders and arms are all black except for little stripes and swirls and stuff.
Wow.
So where it's not tattooed is actually the pattern rather than the...
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
that's
got
a bit full-on.
That's upwards of 10 sessions of removal. Well,
I see. That's full on.
Yeah.
I sounded like such a mum then.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I see.
We will tweet out a photo of...
I think his name's Tim.
It doesn't look like a Tim.
Let's go with Tim.
Tim should be accountants. You know Timothy. You know how I feel about accountants.
We know how you feel about accountants.
So tattoo removal, it's probably hard to ever make it look like there was nothing there before. You're going to see some sort of...
Oh, so it's not completely...
It's unlikely to be completely erased.
Oh, really? I thought that if you went long enough, you could get... Oh,
early on, you can make big progress, but then it gets harder to get the last little bits. Because you're physically trying to... What you're doing is you're breaking down... I'm talking about laser removal here, which is the most common one.
I didn't know there were multiple types.
Oh, yeah, they used to have to get them surgically removed.
I think. What?
I guess
cut it out.
I guess so.
No.
Look, I didn't look. I chose not to look too much into it.
You can also use cream that fades it.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't work very well.
Let me see.
Or acid.
Acid, yeah. Acid works. Just cut your arm off.
Yeah, if you want to go really hardcore, but rip your bloody arm. These are old school. If you're leaving the gang in the back room type method.
A friend at work is currently getting laser. Can I have a guess at how it works? Because she did kind of explain it, but I very rarely listen.
Yeah, look, you probably know about more of it than I do.
So it's something to do with, it breaks down the ink.
Yeah.
But it puts it into your bloodstream.
Yeah, and then your body...
Your body can break it down really quickly.
How does it move it to the bloodstream? Amazing.
I don't know.
That's how I understand it, but I don't know the science behind it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're going in, the lasers are breaking... They're breaking down the pigments, and then your body flushes it out. For a little while, you get very colourful stools.
You start shitting
out
the ink.
I feel like that's made up.
That is made up.
Yeah, Jess, I don't think your blood flows to your anus and then you shit out the ink.
Well, maybe yours doesn't. Yeah.
Well, what do I have that you two don't have?
An anus
that shits ink.
But yeah, so apparently it takes...
I don't know, I've never noticed if Jess has one.
Yeah.
Paying quite a lot of it, and Dave's shown me his.
Yeah, mine's quite large, bigger than yours, and Jess, well, she hasn't shown it, so she could be hiding one somewhere, but I don't know. Hashtag Jess's anus.
No, let's not make that one a thing. Right. Let's keep it to keen for peen, okay?
Keen for peen. Keep it all above board. It takes months, lots of sessions, and costs probably way more than the tattoo.
I've heard that it's quite
thousands
expensive.
Thousands of dollars, so...
And apparently booming business for the people that do it. Because
it seems crazy to me that who cares enough? Like, if you wanted to get something, it seems... I just can't imagine a situation where you go, I've totally done a 180 on this.
All right,
Partner's name.
Yes, that's right, partner. Or I will tweet this out, one of those lists of blogs where it's like a world's worst tattoo ideas, and it's like 30 ones where people have tattooed like a skull over their face.
Yeah.
Or Nazi symbol or something, and then you've realized that, hey, I'm not an idiot.
Oh, I googled Nazis. Turns out they weren't very nice.
Totally get that, but... I mean, who's making those decisions? I'm talking about that's not what the majority of them are. They're not Nazi symbols on people's faces.
No.
Swastikas, I think they're called, Dave. Bloody hell.
Hey, I don't want to give them any more coverage than they already have.
No.
I was reading, I read a few different lists and I've read a few quite funny sort of directed to teenager descriptions of tattoos.
Oh, what?
And like talking to like the educational, but nah, trying to fairly balanced. And some of them gave, they said stuff like people have been tattooed for many reasons. Over the years.
Oh, do they?
And
give
they gave reasons? Gave a bit of a list. And I wrote four of these down or five, but it'd be interesting to see if
it's Matt's had top any five others. Reasons to get a tattoo.
Here they are. Here we go. The top five.
Number five? Are we going from five to one?
Sure. This is not arbitrary at all. Number five.
Can we take turns announcing it? The numbers?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, you can go first because you said...
No, he said number five.
To provide protection against illness and bad luck. So there used to be beliefs, probably so in some cultures, where that a tattoo will protect you from illness, you know, if you get the right tattoos.
Oh, wow.
It's like a safeguard.
Is it specific about what ones ward off evil and illness?
It is, but I didn't get too deep into that stuff.
Did you read anywhere about a zebra with a keyboard instead of its pattern? Would that say, keep me?
I've got the book here and it says that is inviting bad time.
Oh, shit.
Bad times, yeah. It means you're going to toil in the entertainment industry without ever reaching great heights. I'm so sorry, Dave. Ugh. I'm so sorry.
Ironic that the Postal Service have that Such Great Heights song. Damn it.
No.
All right. Number four.
To represent a member's rank or standing in a community.
Well, you're talking about my tattoo again.
Yeah. Janitor.
A boom. Number three.
To declare love. So you might, you know, that classic one is a love heart with mother written on it.
So good.
Or, you know, you might have a partner's name in there, like you're saying. They're often the ones that are regretted. I didn't think about that, but that would be something that
changes.
That'd
be a big one.
Yeah, absolutely.
I had a fun fact about that, which is a pretty famous one. Maybe that's just a little sizzle.
Angelina Jolie?
No, what was her?
She got Billy Bob Thornton.
Right. And they used to wear vials of each other's blood around their neck. It was a beautiful love. Oh. What are we up to? Number
two.
To punish or mark ownership.
So similar to a partner's name.
What are you under the thumb or
relationship
something?
Relationships suck. Yeah.
Happy
single
Valentine's
forever.
Day.
Yeah, your tattoo says hashtag single forever.
Hashtag keen for peen though.
Oh, you were inviting the wrong kind of tweets, but
yep.
Enjoy. All right.
Hey, you get the notifications as well. You'll be seeing those dick pics as well.
At Do Go On Pod, number one.
And number one, yeah, is, and it's probably by far the most common reason now. It's for fashion or decoration, which is, I imagine, what you got yours for.
Decoration.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it's just to decorate my skin.
Mine is to mark my ranking in the community. Flamer.
Flame boy.
He's a flamer.
He's a flamer.
Oh, mate, you're one of those flamers I've been hearing so much about.
Yes. Read the bloody tattoo, mate. Read and weep.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you guys know where the word tattoo originated?
Oh, I do not.
Tattoo.
All I can think of is like the military tattoo.
Yeah,
well
that...
Well, my thought before you, like, if that's factual, is just Tatooine from Star Wars, which is a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
I'm sorry, you had to put up with that, Jess.
Surely you've seen Star Wars though, Matt, right?
Yeah, Dave.
Good.
But now is not the time.
Oh, come on. Star Wars is fucking great.
We do so many visual gags.
We do a lot of...
Too many.
A lot of eye humor over here.
Anyway, the military tattoo. That sounds pretty good. Let's lock that one in rather than tattooing.
That is actually... that's got a separate origin. The military drumbeat, the military tattoo. You know, they were just in town, in Melbourne town. My parents went to see
the
weekend.
Well, the Edinburgh tattoo, yes.
Yes, the Edinburgh military tattoo.
Where are they from?
Military?
Edinburgh?
Yeah, they're from Edinburgh, that's true.
It's in the name.
So that tattoo has a totally different etymology origin.
But it's the same spelling.
Same spelling, but it comes from a totally different spot. It comes from the Dutch word taptoe, which is like
putting another P in there.
Taptoe. Whereas the body art word tattoo... comes from, it's thought to have come from Polynesia. Britannica was saying that there's a few different, like, it seems to be a lot of different origins or suggested origins of the word, but the Britannica says that the word tattoo itself was introduced into English and other European languages from Tahiti, where it was first recorded by James Cook's expedition in 1769.
Aha. So it's like a Tahitian word.
Yeah, and it's often thought, it's usually said to have been brought back by James Cook, Captain Cook, to England. But what the initial word was is disputed a little bit. Somewhere I saw that it comes from the Polynesian word tatau, meaning correct or workmanlike.
Okay.
And then I saw on another website that it comes from two words, ta, meaning striking something, and the Tahitian word tatau, which means to mark something. So it's like different websites.
Well, that makes sense. Strike and mark. Because that's then, what you're doing.
And then I've seen other places mention that it's, what's the word for a sounding like it? Is it onomatopoeic when it sounds like it? That's yes. Just like tap, 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 two, like the tapping sound of the instrument into the skin, not into the skin, the hammer onto the instrument that bangs the. Punctures the, anyway. Well, that was well explained.
You know, no, I totally get. No, that makes sense. That bit.
So we can start going through some of the history. Obviously, it's so epic that I feel like I have not done the whole thing justice. So many different cultures you could go into, and do a whole episode on, like, you know, Polynesian tattoos or Japanese tattoos and stuff like that. But I haven't. Gone super into any of them, but I'll give you a bit of an overview of different things.
That's what we like here at Do Go On. We like an overview.
Yeah. One common theory about how tattoos came about was that thousands and thousands of years ago, we know that at least they were happening at least 5,000 years ago, but...
Wow, really? That long?
It's thought that they were happening 10,000 years ago plus.
Wow.
But being the first one.
Yeah, well, the idea is that... probably the way it happened was someone got wounded, you know, back in the olden days when everyone was just getting wounded day to day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just living.
Yeah. And then...
Got a wound, living.
And then by the fire or something, some soot got into the wound and then it healed up. And then they noticed that black mark remained. And they're like,
Okay.
I would
don't
not
mind the way that looks.
That would not be my reaction if a wound healed and went black. I'd be like, "Oh no! This isn't good."
But yeah, classic Dave. That theory came up a few times. Like that's, I mean, it makes sense. Well, who's going? You know what we could do?
Yeah,
you'd think it'd only happen accidentally first, right?
Yeah,
but then the fact that all these cultures that didn't have any interaction all came to the same
thing—pretty
amazing.
Yeah, true.
I mean, probably different techniques
to
getting there, but they've all, a lot of these cultures...
And how did they figure out, well, we can draw on ourselves, but it never stays. Maybe we just need to go deeper.
Go deeper.
Yeah, you know what they said?
Get deep.
Hashtag go deep.
And what they said was...
Oh, boy.
Well, I've just drawn on my epidermis, but what I need
is
something that goes through to my dermis.
Yeah.
Am I right, ladies?
Am I right? Tip tap. Let's do this.
Tip tap.
Your epidermis is showing... Simpsons reference.
Very good.
Thank you.
You see, epidermis technically means hair. So, it's funny and true.
What a guy. Until relatively recently, the ancient Egyptian mummies, which we talked about last week.
Oh, God, we're still cursed from that. Maybe, yep, good.
No, I think the hashtag hot for tut...
it broke the curse.
Broke the curse.
Because we've got it an even amount of times. If you... Yeah. Keep tweeting it and it becomes an odd number of hot for tuts on Twitter, then we will be, of course, damned for all eternity.
Mm. Like his little smug face.
And a little wobble of the head when he
finishes. That's how petty tut is. Anyway, do go on.
Hashtag petty tut.
We got so many hashtags.
We could overuse that hashtag thing. We may have... Nah. Do you think we've reached saturation point?
May have hashtag done its dash.
Yeah, I think I'm going to leave the hashtags to Jess because she has a...
She's the queen of the tag.
Yeah. Hashtag tag queen. No, I did it again. It's a bad habit to get into.
Yeah, it's fun,
a fucking
though.
Hashtag.
But anyway, Egyptians and mummies.
So yeah, that for quite a while, they were the earliest physical...
Or like proof that...
Proof that human skin had been tattooed.
Oh, because their bodies last longer than most other cultures.
Yeah, so that... But... and those mummies were from around 2000 BCE. So, you know, 4,000 years-ish old. But in 1991, the preserved remains of what has become known as the Iceman were found in the Italian Alps. You know about this guy?
Iceman.
Iceman.
Sounds like a pretty sick superhero.
Yeah, he is.
Or...
very crook.
Or a not very nice drug dealer.
An Iceman. Oh, yes, and we don't support well, there's nothing, on this program.
Nothing we, about him says that he's not nice. Maybe.
But ice is not a nice drug.
The nice man.
It's a silent N. Silent
okay,
N.
Okay.
Invisible N.
I'm back on.
I've had a little bit about the Iceman, but tell us. So, he found in the Alps.
Yeah, he was found in the Italian Alps by a couple of people. I forget what kind of people they were, so he went with people. Walkers, probably.
Explorers. It's always joggers that find dead bodies. It's in probably the Italian a jogger.
Alps. I was just jogging through the Italian Alps and found this guy preserved in ice. Mamma mia. Oh, that was... Did you find that offensive?
No. Just feel like, oh, Mamma mia.
Yeah, no,
shit.
I didn't quite hit the... You know, I've got Italian heritage, right? So it's okay.
Do it in the offensive accent.
Okay, right. Well, that's what I didn't want to do. So it's estimated that this guy lived around 3300 BCE. So about 5,300 years ago.
And they found the body... And his tattooed.
Body was covered in tats. About somewhere around 60 of them, 50 or 60.
Well, and the ice had preserved it.
And the ice preserved him, so it sort of mummified him.
Wow.
Yeah, I would say he's a funny looking guy. Like, I don't think it perfectly preserved him. I don't think he'd be super happy with how he looks, but he, you know, you can still see his skin.
You can make him out as a man.
I thought you were going to say you could make him into like a leather jacket or something, and that's probably true as well. His skin's, you know, it's been leatherfied. Is that what happens? Is that what leathering is?
It looks
like he's made
years.
Out of a leather couch.
Ooh, maybe he's just tanned
It just looks like he's got leather. The couch part, there's nothing on him makes him look like he was made out of a couch.
There's
I don't
no,
know why I said that.
There's no cushions or poof.
There's no cushions, no poofs, no... reclining
fold out. There's no fold-out part.
No fold-out legs.
Sleep on him when your in-laws visit.
Well, you definitely could, but I wouldn't recommend it.
But he had 50 to 60. That's a lot of tattoos.
50 to 60. And the main theories that I saw about his tattoos were that they served a therapeutic or diagnostic purpose. As all of these tattoos were mainly... So that's a bit of a contradiction. All of these tattoos were mainly positioned... I stuck with it anyway. Positioned around the lower back and his joints, were the places where it was thought that he was suffering from joint and spinal.
Oh,
problems.
That does not sound like a good way to get rid of pain. Is by stabbing a needle.
Yeah, and
primitively into the joint.
Acupuncture.
Yeah, it does. So
that's exactly what it is.
Some people are saying that it might be like acupuncture, the action of injecting him is alleviating the pain, mm-hmm. And then other people suggest that maybe. They were marking the spots so people could provide some other sort of relief in those spots.
But at a point, you've got 60 pain spots. That's most of the body suddenly.
Yeah.
May as well just set it.
It's a real mess.
Where's it hurt? Everywhere.
Yeah, and then, you don't need the markings.
And the extra pain of a tattoo.
Yeah.
The tattooed Egyptian mummies, so we go about 1,000 years forward. The tattooed Egyptian mummies were exclusively women. And one of the theories I was reading was suggesting that the tattoos were used to protect themselves during pregnancy and childbirth.
Sort of marking the pain.
Like amulets. They described them as like amulets, protecting their...
Wow.
Yeah, in 2000 BCE. Like now it's fucked. And you've got sterilized hospitals and people who know what they're doing, drugs.
But I wonder if they, like, okay, oh, knowledge. I'm pregnant, let's... chuck a whole bunch of tattoos on there, or if they did it early, knowing that they were going to have kids at some point.
Yeah.
Because you can't get tattoos while you're pregnant, can you? No,
I don't
you
think
can't.
They didn't have health and safety laws for
that. No, I know, but like, I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. Maybe they got done as young ladies, and then...
they were probably eating heaps of soft cheese too, hey? They just didn't care. Zero fucks given.
Yeah.
Sorry, unborn baby.
Soft cheeses, smoking a pack of cigarettes a day.
So much wine.
Please, pizza, wine, and coffee.
Never heard the soft cheese thing. What's that?
Can't eat soft cheese.
Because of enzymes, I think. It's a very small chance, but I believe there is something that can fuck your fetus.
See,
Hashtag it, Jess.
No.
Soft cheese can contain Listeria bacteria. Oh, that's fun to say. They cause an infection called listeriosis. To avoid this risk, pregnant women are advised not to eat any mold-ripened soft cheese, such as brie, camembert, mold-ripened soft cheese made with goat's milk, and others with similar rind. That's from the NHS.UK website.
Oh, they're all the good cheeses. I'm so sorry, pregnant women out there.
If you wanted to know what the tattoos were, they were mainly dotted patterns of lines and diamond patterns.
Oh.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend,
mm-hmm,
so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Even 4,000 years ago.
I'm going to get a diamond tattoo.
That joke?
It wasn't a joke, it's just the truth. That's the tattoo I'm going to get. I'm going to get a big old diamond.
Why old?
Because.
Well, diamonds are very old, by the way, inherently.
Well, so, I mean, it was kind of a tautology then, wasn't it?
You're a tautology.
I'm not. Other tattooed mummies have been recovered from at least 49 archaeological sites, including locations in Greenland, Alaska, Siberia, Mongolia, Western China, Sudan, the Philippines, and the Andes.
Wow, that's nearly all continents.
Yeah, tattoos have been all over the shop for thousands of years. Interesting, right?
Hmm.
Apparently, according to a Greek writer, Herodotus, around 450 BCE, he stated that among the Scythians and the Thracians, tattoos were a mark of nobility.
Thracians, know that one.
Thracians. Tattoos were a mark of nobility, and to not have one was testimony of low birth.
Oh.
It shows so many things are just made up. Yeah, he was like, tattoos, you know, it's scummy to get a tattoo, or...
Yeah.
If you wear a hat inside, it's rude. It's like, what? Why? Yeah. These things are just made up things. And they change all the time. Sometimes it's like...
Yeah, sometimes you're at the top of the Greek society, and then other times you're at the bottom of the Greek society and people think you're a scumbag.
Yeah. The mummies have had a real roller coaster over the last 5,000 years. I'm back on top.
It's a mummy. It's time to shine.
Accounts of ancient Britons also suggest that the tattoos were a mark of high status, and they had shapes of beasts tattooed on their bodies.
Well, I like that. Beasts. I've got a beast tattoo.
Beasts. You've got a beast tattoo. Yours is a beast.
Is a zebra a beast of
big
burden?
Big time.
It's a working animal. That makes sense. So beasts, they're burdens.
No, I don't think zebras aren't
a beast. So
I think
they've tried
to make them like a working, like a horse and a donkey, but they're not very, very good for...
Beasts of Bourbon is a
very good
pun.
What are they good
for? Very.
Zebras?
Yeah.
Well, they're one of my favourite animals. They're just beautiful creatures.
No, but I just think it's interesting that you say like they're no good at work, like real jobs.
Well, it's hard to domesticate them. That's what I mean.
I reckon that's perfect for you.
I'm not I'm not a domestic workhorse. I'm a beautiful creature that people like to look at.
Don't fence me
but
in,
don't touch.
Baby.
That's right. Never touch.
I'm going to roam the plains of life.
Shaking it with the lions.
Yeah, getting eaten by lions. Sometimes outrunning them.
That's great. That's good. Good for you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Do you go on?
All right, mate. Hey, did you guys know?
That was fine, but that was a bit BTN, wasn't it? Behind the News, did you see that show when you were young?
BTN, yeah, big time.
Did you get BTN?
Wednesdays,
yeah,
we used to go...
I don't remember it, but somebody told a joke about it recently.
It's like a kids' ABC news show, and they're like, hey, did you know that 50% of the world's power comes from coal?
It was adults trying to talk to kids, yeah. Which is
well, here's
very
Gary
to
tell you a little bit more about coal.
Oh, whoa. How have they made coal so fun? They haven't. That's
they haven't.
The answer.
They
never
fucking
did.
Haven't.
They never did it. Tattoos were relatively common in Europe in the olden days, back in the past.
How old are we talking?
Oh, we're talking.
Like, when's olden?
Yeah, we're talking like the Roman Empire.
Great. Also, during, of a long period of time, but
yeah.
No worries.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was only, what, centuries?
Thousands. Over 1,000 years.
Yeah. Okay. Would centuries mean that too as well?
You're boring me.
I'd love to get just a supercut of all Jess's yawns on this podcast. Do you think that'd be a good special to do?
The yawn special. Tell us about yawns. No, please, Matt. We really got to get this done.
I'm always tired.
No.
You think you're tired?
Because I work really hard and I do lots of things and I juggle it all together and I'm a trooper.
Wow.
Dave, if you don't mind, I'm trying to talk about tattoos here.
So
if I could somehow talk over the yawns.
I'll just turn down the yawn. Please, do go on.
So tattoos were relatively common in Europe. Romans tattooed their criminals. They had criminals there and they tattooed them and also their slaves.
But what did they tattoo on the criminals? Did they write baddie?
Yeah, they wrote...
not a good guy.
Thug life?
Yeah, well, sort of like, you know, like they drew a picture of them sort of talking behind their hand saying... Do not give this guy a job.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He exactly. is no good.
He's not coming back to pay for that bread.
Yeah, that sort of stuff.
I like it.
I wouldn't. Yeah, it's like a bad. They did some TripAdvisor reviews on their back.
Yeah.
1 star. Don't let this guy borrow your car.
Yeah, that sort of stuff. So yeah, they the Romans tattooed their criminals and slaves.
So obviously, back in their day, it's not a good thing to have because it says you're either owned by someone or that you. Are a criminal.
As often happens, when, you know, the bad guys of society do something, eventually it becomes cool. And then it caught on with the Roman soldiers. They got right into it as well.
And, oh, okay.
And then it spread right across the Roman Empire, which was a big chunk of Europe. So in Europe for a time, they were very popular back in the old days. But when Christianity popped up, you guys...
I've heard of that.
Yeah, no, Christianity.
Yeah, I'm aware of it.
So when Christianity came about, tattoos were seen to disfigure that made in God's image. So,
oh, right. So you're born without the ink, why do you need the ink?
And that's the idea. So Christianity really killed off the tattoo trade.
I also think that does make sense, but by that logic, you probably shouldn't have a haircut either.
No haircuts.
Toenails.
You shouldn't grow at all. You should remain a baby.
It's quite ironic, too, because especially for a while there, like, crosses were very popular tattoos.
Yeah.
So, you know, Christianity's like, nah. So then we went, okay, we'll put a cross on my body.
Yeah.
You know?
You know?
Just saying, man.
What do you think about that?
Davey boy.
I have absolutely zero comment.
Wow. And they were banned by Emperor Constantine in 306 to 373 AD. That was Emperor Constantine's reign.
Wow, so he never mellowed. He never changed his mind.
Couldn't talk him around.
He was just a guy that believed in something, and maybe you guys should try that sometime. And see if you can stick to it.
All right, well, we'll learn from the great Emperor Constantine. We'll keep it in the back of our mind.
Do you know anything about him? I bet you know something about him.
I imagine that Constantinople is named after him. Which became?
Istanbul. That's right. Constantinople and Istanbul. Constantinople. There is Istanbul. Why did Constantinople get the works? That is nobody's business but the Turks. Yeah, perks.
Turks for perks.
Turks for perks. Oh.
Perks for Turks. I like Turkish food.
I like Turkish food. And people. You know, case by case basis, I suppose. Silly to generalize about a whole people. You can't like everybody. I'm sure there's an arsehole or two amongst them. Hashtag.
Arsehole or two amongst them. Yeah, too long.
Tweet in. Tweet in if you are.
What, Turkish and an asshole?
Yeah.
Have you ticked both boxes or just one?
Do we have much of a Turkish listenership?
Yeah. I believe that.
Jesus. Oh, boy.
I believe 80% of our downloads are.
Wow. What percentage of our downloads are assholes?
I'm afraid that data has been withheld.
Oh.
I wish I hadn't made myself laugh so hard with that. In a weird mood. Okay.
Yeah, this has been feeling weird. What a weird ep. Dave's dead eyes. He doesn't like it much, you know. None of this muck about. But he also doesn't like self-referencing ourselves too much. He just wants it to be about the facts. So, obviously, tattoos have got a history across the whole world. And I have hardly gone into any specific cultures. Just quickly want to note a couple. Japanese men began adorning their bodies with elaborate tattoos in 3rd century AD, late 3rd century AD.
Right, so that's quite a long time, but still a bit later than those other cultures we're talking about.
The Japanese stuff is super influential around the world as well.
Yeah, they're really popular, and a lot of the acclaimed artists are those sort of ancient, like, well, not ancient, but older Japanese masters that do that sort of dot style, where they don't use an electric needle, but they sort of dip it needle at a time.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, I think it's very expensive and they're very acclaimed.
Yeah, I think there was...
They're often featured at those tattoo expos. Like, we have, you know, the very famous Japanese tattooist... I don't know any names because I'm not into that world, but, sure, you know, in amongst their people, they are very famous.
The tattoo people.
That's right.
So evidence for tattooing has been found amongst some ancient mummies found in China's Taklamakan desert. I was going to say dessert. So I have real trouble with that word, apparently, because that was the second take at it.
You still struggled.
So just in short, they found some mummies in a Chinese desert.
Yes.
Or big bowl of ice cream.
And this was around 1200 BC during the later Han Dynasty. But it seems only criminals were tattooed there as well.
Oh, right.
The elaborate tattoos of the Polynesian cultures are thought to have developed over millennia. So that they go back millennia. And they feature highly elaborate geometric designs, which in many cases cover the whole body.
But imagine, like, being part of that sort of culture and you go home to your mum with a big old tattoo and she wouldn't even be mad. Like, if I go home with a big tattoo, my mum's going to be furious at me.
Really?
Yeah.
And is that something that... Because you were talking about earlier that you are considering getting one.
Mm. So is that something that would hold you back?
Yeah, oh, it has. It is holding me back.
Right.
So does anyone in your family, extended or close, have tattoos?
A couple of cousins. And I'm sure more cousins that just hide them.
Have they been shunned from your family?
No, not at all.
Is your mum a follower of Emperor Constantine?
Constantinople? No. No, but it was a different time, you know, because back when my parents were young, the people who had tattoos were rough people.
It's funny because it just depends on the time. Now it's so normal.
So normal.
But the mindset doesn't change. From whenever you're young, you're like, if tattoos are bad now, I'm always going to see them that way.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, as we've sort of talked about, it's been a roller coaster for tattoos over the centuries. Sometimes it's totally normal or even like high status thing. Sometimes super low status. So it's funny that humans get so caught up in their little time that it's like, well, no, it's right now.
Mm.
But even that's, it's already moved on in the last, what, 40 years or not even, probably 20 years.
Mm.
Fact. Hey, Martin Hildebrandt is thought to be the first professional... I'm saying every word wrong. Mm-hmm. I said professional.
Professional.
Martin Hildebrandt is thought to be the first professional tattoo artist in the US. He was a German immigrant who arrived in Boston in 1846, and he tattooed soldiers on both sides of the American Civil War.
Oh,
sweet little cash-in. Is he just sort of in the middle there, just walking between the two parties?
I'd like to think he's...
Cool, guys. Don't shoot me. I'm a tattooist.
He's tattooing on one side going, yeah, you guys are totally in the right.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Yeah, this crest, I believe in this, and then he goes to the other side.
So depending on which day he's working, he's got one sleeve rolled up showing, yeah, totally. Southern power. I agree with everything of the South.
Stick it to them.
And then Yankee boys for life.
Just don't look at my left arm.
Yeah. Death to Yankees on the left. Yankee life is pretty good.
Leave the hashtags.
Yeah. What could you do with that?
Nah, I'm not even going to try.
Well, Yankee boy. Yankees got to have something there.
Yankee boy. You want me to hashtag Yankee boy?
If you can. No, you can't. I don't even want you
Unless
to try.
Unless I do it offensively.
Okay, good. Now I need to hear it.
Oh, just something like with wank.
Oh. And that's somehow going to be your positive slogan for the North.
Yeah.
Get on the wanky boys. Fuck them wanky boys. Did I say wanky twice?
Yeah, you did.
Fuck.
And that will be available for any upcoming slogan you need written for your festival, parade, or fundraiser.
Parties.
Yeah, that's right. Happy birthday, Jaden, you fuck. Oh, sorry. Sorry to slip that in there. Sorry, Jaden.
He's not Jaden.
I'm not, sorry, not sorry.
I'm not sorry to a kid called Jaden. My God. What a shocker. Please do go on.
By the 1880s, tattooing had become a very expensive process. So it was a real mark of wealth for the aristocracy of Europe to have a tattoo. So it became a really popular thing. And I think even like to go get the tattoos by the best of the best, they'd jump on a ship and go to places like Japan.
So wow.
Really, you had to be quite wealthy to get
a good tattoo.
A good tattoo.
You couldn't just impulse tattoo either, could you?
That's right. Unless, you know, you'd have to, got really drunk, you end up on a ship, yeah. Getting a tattoo. You wake up, you're out at sea by the next day, going, I don't want a tattoo.
Yeah, but now that you're already on the ship.
You spent so. 6 weeks on a ship for nothing.
If you go home, your friends are going to call you all kinds of names.
That's true.
Like a sissy boy.
Oh, no, I'm not a sissy
boy. Well, get that tattoo then. Prove you're not a sissy boy.
You got to go back again.
Go see the nice Japanese man. Get a tattoo.
So, yeah, that was one time where your mum would have been like, yeah,
Jess,
right.
Jess, where is your tattoo?
Where's
exactly.
your tattoo? Jess,
what are you,
I raised you better than this.
Yeah, we have money.
Get your tattoo. Well, that's all the bits and pieces I've got, apart from the final little segment, which I like to call facts.
Okay.
No, fun facts. But I don't like, because your thing is fun facts.
My
Jess.
Thing is the fun facts. And in the past, you've said, here are some fun facts, and they haven't been all that fun.
I haven't had a super record with my fun
you
facts being
but
fun.
So I will determine if they're fun or not.
Okay, but these are definitely...
facts.
Almost definitely facts.
And how many have you got? And how many do we have to have? Is it like you have to go above 50% ratio to be fun? Or
how
Jess,
many
will
you
decide that?
Oh, well, I've got seven here.
Seven? So let's give... like, if you can get four?
Four fun facts, it actually becomes fun.
Okay.
Then the whole segment can be deemed fun.
All right, I shall keep a tally. Fact number one, Matt.
All right. In August 2013, William Mullaney of London was tattooed with a portrait of his late father, and that tattoo used ink mixed with a small portion of his father's ashes.
Oh, no.
Oh.
He had his dad injected deep into his dermis.
That's pretty... That's gross, but is that fun?
Matt, I'm going to say that's fun.
Fun.
And my judging for these is purely based on would I tell this at a dinner party? At a dinner party, because I go to so many dinner parties. I mean, would I, like, if I'm standing around at a party with friends,
dinner party.
Would I tell this?
If you're sitting down for dinner at a party.
I'm sitting down for dinner with some friends and they're celebrating something.
You're meeting your partner's parents for the first time on an extremely formal occasion. You go ding, 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 aye. Have a little fun fact for you all about
everybody.
Some guy who tattooed his dead dad onto him using his dead dad.
It'd be best at a funeral.
That would be
That's
topical.
That's right, because funeral, no one knows what to say.
Yeah.
But you do.
Hey, so are we cremating him? Well.
I know what we could do with him.
Here's what we can do.
Or blast him up into space. There you go. So fun one from one, Matt.
One from one.
Fun one from one.
Let's do it. Another one.
Number two, some tattoo inks are made with animal products. Did you know that? So, actually, if you just walked into a random tattoo parlor, odds are it probably have non-vegan ink. So, I don't know if that's a fun fact, but interestingly, the ingredients in the non-vegan tattoo ink can contain bone char, glycerin from animal fat, gelatin from hooves, or shellac from beetles.
Oh, beetle shellac.
Yeah. You can have that in you. It's much like, you know, you might not have your own dad's ashes in you, but you could have, you know, like the
Beatles
ashes
dad.
Of a, some beetle's dad or a horse's dad's hooves.
What are you getting? Well, so do you think that my zebra tattoo, which because it is a zebra, has hooves, is actually tattooed on using the ink from a horse's hoof?
Oh, that is probable.
Probable, but
probably
is it
probable.
Fun?
It's interesting, it's probable, but it bummed me out a little bit. It is not fun.
Not fun. No. Oh, you've dropped to a 50% fun ratio.
50, okay. I'm very low on confidence, so that doesn't surprise me at all.
All right, Matt, win us back.
People can disagree with me as well. You can tweet to us if you disagree and think these are fun facts.
Yeah, but...
I mean, you're a fucking idiot, but...
I was about to say, where's the hate coming from you? There it is.
There it is.
Aww.
It's always just a moment away.
Just around the corner, Matt. Number three, please.
King Harold II, who was King of England.
That's the one, I'm pretty sure, who got shot in the eye. Is this correct?
It is, yeah. He got shot through the eye with an arrow.
I was fascinated with that story when I was young.
Really?
Of course you were.
Yeah, my mum's very big on kings and queens of England. She can name them all in order. But I remember, yeah, King Harold, he gets what, shot with a bow and arrow or something.
Your parents are cool.
Yeah,
your
bow
dad's
and arrow.
Moved to Egypt.
Yeah, that's right. And yesterday I taught him how to download podcasts. So in a couple of months, he'll be hearing this. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dave's dad. Look forward to getting your ashes into Dave.
Ooh. We'll talk about that, Dad. All right, Matt. So King Harold.
In a battle in 1066, he got the arrow through the face. Messed up his whole face. So.
Yeah, it would.
As it does. So it didn't. I always thought that it killed him.
Yeah, it did. Oh, so okay, when it came to identify the body, his widow Edith had to identify him based on a tattoo on his heart, which read "Edith and England."
Oh, that's a brutal thing to discover, isn't it?
Yeah, very sweet.
And I imagine that on a battlefield, those kind of battles, they didn't last very long, but they, you know, lose thousands of men. So she's going to different men, opening all their shirts, looking for it. Oh, is that fun?
Yeah, it is.
It's fun.
It's fun. That's
2-1
a good
in favor of fun.
I like how he put his wife ahead of his country as well.
Well,
King
fair.
Of England.
That's nice.
Lovely.
I think it's really nice.
It's also
this is over 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, not quite 1,000 years
what
ago.
What a sweetheart. This is almost 1,000 years ago. Oh, what, you're going to pull me up on a simple maths equation?
On a simple 5-decade error? My goodness. Number four, please, Matt.
This one's from MSN.com.
Oh, yeah. So it's credible. This is already fun.
Because I'd like them, obviously, to get credit.
Of course.
And also,
a little struggling company.
This segment isn't, it's called Fact, but it's not called Credible Facts, is it?
Yeah, that's true. That's true as well.
Yeah.
Exactly. So they're more fun than fact.
Over the years, sailors' tattoos have had different meanings. And I've got a few examples here. So the tattoo, they'll get different tattoos, say like an anchor.
Yeah, anchor I would have thought would be.
What do you, and sailor? But that means something. What do you think that means?
Oh, I thought it just meant like.
I just thought you had an affinity with the sea.
Yeah.
Like you're a career sailor, is that something it means?
It means the sailor has crossed the Atlantic.
Oh, that's quite specific.
Oh, no.
Quite Pacific.
No, Atlantic.
Oh, pardon me, sorry. Other second big assertion, pardon me.
So when girls get like an anchor on their ribs, like because, and then on the other ribs they have a dream catcher, but when they have an anchor.
Are these your planned tats?
No.
A couple of rib cages?
No. Maybe they should have thought about it a little more is all I'm saying.
Well, they may well have crossed the Atlantic. Maybe. I imagine that also means sailed across the Atlantic, not just across the Atlantic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was the preferred mode for most sailors of this time you're talking of.
A couple other examples. There was a dragon and a turtle. What do you reckon the turtle would mean?
Turtle mean that while maybe that sea, means you witnessed a turtle.
See, that would make sense. I'm asking you, you've got a very...
Does turtle mean you spend most of your life at sea, but you come onto land to have children? Turtle.
And you bury them in the sand and let them fend for themselves.
Well, they're very strange sailors.
No, it means they've crossed the equator. I can't believe you didn't get that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh.
This one probably you're more likely to get, maybe. A dragon. What did that signify? Still unlikely, but
Welsh
better chance.
Sailor?
Travelled to China.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course. Served in China.
Ah.
Served in China.
Served in China.
Wow.
Yeah, I forget. Wales has the dragon on there. Flag.
Classic Wales.
So is that a fun fact, Jess?
Master Stuart, I deem that fact fun.
3-1. Do you know why that?
I just need one more.
In my opinion, I think that would be fun because you could be that wanker at a party telling people what their tattoos mean.
Yeah. Well,
oh, hello, Josephine. I see you have a little anchor there on your arm. Have you crossed the Atlantic?
And she goes, no, my dad had one, and when he died, my siblings and I all got matching tattoos of our dad to remind us of him.
And you say,
incorrect!
Incorrect. I'm sorry, did you get some of his ashes in that tattoo? Because I have another fun fact for you if you need it. You want
I
to hear
am
it.
So fun at parties.
Yeah, you sound like a wild child. How about this one? Do you know this? To celebrate her mother being free of cancer, Emma Stone and her mum got tattoos that paid tribute to their favourite song.
Blackbird.
Blackbird by the Beatles. Yes. You know this one?
I do know that one. Paul McCartney designed it for her.
He did. So she wrote she wrote him a letter asking PMAC to for a drawing of birds' feet to tattoo, and he responded by sending over the drawings.
They're really cute little birds' feet too. They're just like little lines. They're really nice. They're on her wrist. It's cool.
That made me like Paul McCartney a little bit more.
And Emma Stone.
Oh, I already liked them. Yeah, oh, no, I already liked them both. They're both good people.
They're both pretty cool. But yeah, I did know that one. I know them well.
I know my opinion on this fact, but Jess?
Well, I really like it when unlikely celebrity friendships occur. You know, I like it. You know why? Because it's bloody fun.
Fun fact, 4-1.
4-1. You did so well. These
two next ones, they're just the icing on the cake. This is already fun.
It's already fun. I can't believe it.
So it would be pretty sad to
believe I've been...
To get 4 out of 5 in the last two to not be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, this...
So it's a bit of pressure.
Some pressure. I think we talked about earlier that sometimes, you know, when you're removing tattoos, some people also change them or remove them because...
Oh, yes, yes.
...of a failed relationship. You might... No, I think this one's pretty famous. It's the one that I think of when I think of that scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrity who had to have his tattoo changed. Any guesses?
I was thinking Angelina Jolie.
Oh, I think it's Johnny Depp.
Oh, Johnny Depp, yes, that's it. He had a tattoo.
And it's a very good one, too.
He had a tattoo that read Winona Forever when he was dating Winona Ryder.
I think he engaged to Winona Ryder, yeah.
And after they broke up, he had it changed to Wino Forever.
Oh.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's fun.
That's fun. That's fun. 5-1.
Fun fact.
5-1. Now I feel bad for giving you that one that wasn't funny because you could have had a good streak.
I could have had it all.
No.
Nah, you can't have it all.
Don't
anyway.
Go for it. Go for 6-1. Come on.
This last one, these ones generally aren't that fun, the stats.
Finishing
ones.
Strong.
Yeah, I know, but I've held this one back till the end because I really wanted to leave it to the last minute to talk about our biceps again.
Oh, my God.
Biceps.
So here's a few stats. 14.5% of Australians have at least one tattoo.
Oh, 14.5% of Australians, okay.
So that's still the clear minority, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I suppose a lot of older people.
Older people, babies. Like, you can't have tattoos. I think it's illegal until you're 18 or...
Yeah, so true. So,
but I think some people do go around it, but I think the general rule is you're not supposed to before 18.
I think it's most popular with people, like, I'd say 35 under, would you say?
Yeah, when they get them. But, I mean, they maintain them and they still have them when they're older. Yeah.
Exactly. But, again, because it was sort of the bad boys who had them... Back in the 60s, 70s. Now it's us young people when we think we're artists.
Is that why? Mm-hmm. Is that why you're getting one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I can't wait to find out if you've changed your mind about getting one or not. And they also split... I found these stats off a tattoo removalist's website.
Oh, great.
So you know they're going to be
pretty... Oh, so accurate. They're not biased in no any bias. Way. No.
Great.
They gave the split between men and women in Australia who have tattoos. Who do you reckon would... Have more men or women?
Men.
It's pretty close.
Percentage?
Percentage. Of
I think women.
I say men.
It is men, but it is pretty close. It's 15.4% to 13.6%.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, it's close.
I read an American one that had women with a higher percentage, which is interesting. Hmm. So it's not universal, but I mean, that's pretty close anyway, right?
Mm.
You know, with a 2% margin for error.
Exactly.
40% of Australians got their first tattoo at 26 years old or older. How old are you again, Jess?
I'm 25. Turning 26.
So 40%, that means 60% were 25 or younger. But so you're going to be in the majority or the minority.
But it's still not a weird thing for a 26 plus to get it then.
Yeah, totally, it's still not. Fine.
No, not at all.
Wow, exciting.
10%. Of people got their first tattoo aged mid-40s or older. So people still... They're still...
Midlife crisis.
That's as many people as there are left-handers, I think. So... 10%.
Mm. No, you're right. That's correct.
Not fun, but correct.
Hey, wait. Hang on. For the... It's a big finish. But that, yeah, I found that interesting. Still, you know, 1 in 10.
Still 1 in 10... They wait for a long time and they think, stuff it.
I reckon there'd be people going, and, you know, the memorial tattoo of a lost lover or...
Yeah.
Or whatever. I think they're more likely.
I think maybe above 40, you're probably less likely to go from zero to a full sleeve in one session.
Yeah.
But maybe a memento, someone's name or something, yeah.
Yeah, something, a little thing on your whatever. Whatever
your like, bicep.
Your bicep, say. Well, that brings
your
us
tricep.
To the final. Yeah, I didn't look up tricep. Is that with a T?
No T. Well, at the start, there's one T, but it is definitely at the beginning of the word.
Beginning of the word.
Tricep.
Right. Tricep.
Triceptotops.
Tricep. But there are, look, there are words that are like are similar to those.
Inept, yes.
Inept, concept. Like, it's not out of nowhere at all. Dave, right? Give me that, Dave.
Yeah, there are other words that exist in the world, yes.
With the PT.
Good.
Jess is correct. That's right. There are other words. Let's go with that.
Well, that was basically what I was saying. Why did you give Jess the click?
Well, she needs it more.
I do. I'm very
lucky. Oh, man. That is a left-handed compliment. It's a little callback.
I enjoyed it. But please, go on with your... Is it a tricep, bicep, abdominal sept?
Well, no, I was... that they also had... the most common placements on men and women. They had two for men and four for
all
women.
Right, let's guess.
And I was wondering, I mean, obviously I've given one of them away.
So biceps.
So it's for men first.
Men.
Bicep?
Bicep.
Yep.
And.
Ooh, bicep.
Like, I reckon shoulder.
You're going to start saying bicep accidentally
it's bad,
now.
That's bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
What about.
I reckon like shoulder. Like, or your back of your shoulder blade there.
A leg like you, I think, Matt.
Nope, well, back, I'm going to give Jess that point.
There. Fair enough.
So back and bicep are the two, and then women have a four.
Okay, wrist.
No.
Really? Ooh. I would have thought wrist would be a big one.
Bicep as well.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Behind the ear, you know that one that people get because they can cover with their
not,
hair?
Not
ankle
top four.
Or foot?
Feet is one.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's
always
two.
In the ankle, yeah.
What about the what people call the tramp stamp?
Yeah,
no,
tramp stamp, really?
Out of fashion.
Thank God.
Fair enough.
Okay, what have we got?
We've got bicep and feet.
Rib?
Rib cage.
Rib, of course.
Correct.
The anchor and the dream catcher have to go on your rib.
Yeah, I thought you were going to get that
or an
one,
inspirational
genius.
Quote. Sorry. Or, what else is there?
Hands? No, they're not good. Though sometimes ladies get, I've seen
this one's surprising. I don't think you'll get this one.
Nose.
Neck?
It is, yeah, neck.
What?
Like, what? That's like hard, impossible to cover.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right to me. But it was on a website, so I'm not going to...
You sure that was on the biggesttattooregrets.com?
Yeah.
Neck.
Yeah, that was...
You can't cover it.
Oh, I see. Yeah, right.
Though, I think that's an interesting fact, but is it fun, Jess?
Oh, I think it's bloody fun.
Oh,
6-1!
6-1!
6-1 in favour of fun, Matt. Well done. You are getting really good at this fun fact thing.
Yeah, look, you know, I think it just shows that when you put your mind to something, you can achieve fun facts.
Proud of you.
You can do that. Well, I think the funnest fact of all will be whether Jess reveals whether or not she will be getting a tattoo live on the program, because downstairs, you're not aware of this, we have a trained tattooist ready to go.
What?
It is Matt giving his first go.
Yeah, I'm not trained.
Right. How hard can it
come
be?
Come on, Matt. Bit of
that's
hype,
what I was thinking. Like, I've read so much about it recently.
Fine.
I know about dermises, epidermises, that third dermis
you
one.
Know you know how to say the word bicep correctly.
Yeah. Bicep.
And I wouldn't be putting it on my bicep, so we're safe.
Okay, great.
No, it hasn't put me off, actually.
Rib cage?
No.
Where are you going to get it? And what's it going to be?
I've just drawn it on myself before because I was so bored by your dumb report. You're right. The anger's never far away, is it?
Yep. It's always there.
Oh,
but,
I'm so worried.
And you've drawn it on your right wrist.
Yes.
But did you draw that just because you're left-handed and that's the better draw? Would you,
good point.
Did you get it tattooed?
I would put it on the right, though, yes.
Why right wrist?
I don't know. Just because that's where I like it.
And there's two little arrows. Can you tell us about that?
It almost looks like a rewind symbol. I suppose.
Oh, yes.
That's kind of what it looks
the
like.
The two triangles.
They're pointing up, basically, but on the side it would be like rewind. And it's a Viking symbol that means create your own reality.
How did you come across
which is
that?
Super wanky. I found it on the Pinterest. I found it on the internet.
I would Google that the hell out of that just to make sure.
Oh, I know, for sure. Yeah, I would look into that. But I like it because...
I think it looks cool.
Like, last year was sort of the first year that I actually tried anything in my life ever. And actually took opportunities and it worked well for me. So it's kind of like a reminder to me to keep going, buddy. You're okay.
That's good.
Oh, that is a gross way to finish. We can't finish on that note. It's so positive. Jess, give us some hate.
I'll be a bit angry about it.
Could you, I reckon, drop Paul McCartney a line about that
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Hey, Paul, can you draw us a couple of arrows?
Yeah.
Love Jess.
Just like this. Pretty much just send
this draw this, please.
Yeah. Can you just email the attachment back.
Yeah.
That'd be great. And I can claim all... you were art director of my tattoo was Paul McCartney.
Thank you, wow. Paul McCartney. Kind regards, Jay Perkins. Yeah, dickhead! Because the anger's never far away. Yeah. I'm very worried now that I have anger issues that you guys hadn't told me about
before. Don't get her worried, Dave. You know that's when she gets crazy.
Yeah, she gets angrier. Angrier and angrier. And Matt, how about you? You're going to get your... Are you inspired to get yours finished?
Yeah, I have been permanently inspired.
Let's all go together.
Yeah, I'm in. Let's do it. Let's go get some vegan tattoos.
Yeah, sick.
Well, there you go, guys. Jess is going to get her tattoo. Matt is maybe going to finish his tattoo after. How many years has it been?
Something like 10, I think.
10 years. And I am still pretty happy with my zebra keyboard, George. So thanks so much for listening, guys. Let us know. Do you have any dumb tattoos? Tweet us in at dogoonpod. You can email dogoonpod@gmail.com. And we are on the land of Facebook as well.
Yeah, send us pictures of your tattoos too. They don't have to be dumb. You can be really proud of it too. You said, like, do you have any dumb tattoos? If you got a good one, send that too.
Yeah, that's probably more positive.
Yeah.
If you do that, probably hashtag it keen for pain.
Just so we can search it a bit easier. Keen for pain. Here's a tattoo of, like, Mickey Mouse or something on their back. Well, thanks so much for listening, guys. I'll be back next week with a report that I'm excited about and hope you will be too. But until then, take it easy and probably don't get a tattoo in the next 7 days.
Okay.
I was going to say, I probably don't get a tattoo of this podcast. So wouldn't it be great if someone got Do Go On tattoo?
Well, I was thinking like our 100th episode, we'll go get a little tattoo.
I'd get a Do Go On tattoo.
So we only need, 80-something more episodes and we will all definitely get tattoos.
Yay.
Once again, my dad is listening to the show these days. Thank you so much and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.